WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The late jazz musician Coleman Hawkins has been called the first great tenor saxophonist. In 1947, he recorded the first unaccompanied saxophone solo. Hawkins died in 1969, nearly 50 years after his first recordings with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new set of compact disc reissues featuring Hawkins.
During the year 1944, tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins was in and out of recording studios some 20 times, both as a leader and a hired gun. Nine of those sessions, almost 4 hours of music, were recorded for the Keynote label, and all of those are preserved in full on a set of four compact discs, the complete Coleman Hawkins. It's part of a Keynote CD series on Mercury, broken down from last year's 20-LP Keystone box. Over the course of 61 cuts, Hawkins plays suave ballads and trim small band swing with peers like pianist Teddy Wilson and trumpeters Buck Clayton and Roy Eldridge. He leads a seven-piece group that includes a saxophone quartet and guests on a George Wetling Dixieland date where Jack Teagarden plays trombone and croons an old Maurice Chevalier hit like a cowboy. The books say that Hawkins pretty much invented tenor saxophone, draping elegant melodies over any chord progression, and that Lester Young revolutionized the tenor with messier lines that swung like mad. That's true as far as it goes, but the way it's put makes Hawkins sound like a reactionary whose style had become fussy or dated. That's far from true. During the mid-40s, the New York scene was in transition. Swing was on the way out, bop was coming in, and the old New Orleans style was coming back. While some musicians felt obliged to choose up sides, Hawkins reveled in the diversity. In 1944, he touched on every style yet invented and some yet to come. The find of Hawkins' Keynote set is the first take of Father Cooperates by drummer Cozy Cole's All-Stars. The daffy riff by trombonist Trummy Young thinly disguises Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, but the way they play it must have sounded downright avant-garde in 1944. Earl Hines' knockabout piano and Teddy Walter's jittery guitar might have upstaged Hawkins if the tenor saxophonist hadn't worked out some great scooping phrases for himself. Father Cooperates, take one. Thank you. That's drummer Cozy Cole with Joe Thomas on trumpet, Billy Taylor on bass, and Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax. Cole's All-Stars went on to cut three more versions of Father Cooperates that day, all included in the keynote set, and all noticeably more tame than that one. The last version came out on 78, and that wacko first take languished in the can, forgotten until the keynote recordings began turning up again. By 1944, Coleman Hawkins and Earl Hines had been recording for over 20 years. Though still shy of 40, they were becoming old-timers in a quickly evolving music. Having heard it all, they could embody a whole history of jazz in one solo, glimpsing the future as they built on the past. So if you're wondering why jazz fans don't mind wading through four-hour sets like this one, full of multiple takes of the same tunes, well, one reason is music rejected as incoherent when it was new may sound clairvoyant now.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat Cadence and Jazz Times. He reviewed the complete Coleman Hawkins on Mercury Compact Discs. You're listening to Fresh Air.